Wake, the Lord and Lady Saint Brigade. Wake.
You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Aid Brigade, a podcast of the Quilting Circle of Zion Lutheran Church in Bradbury, Illinois. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Mrs. Scheinberg.
I'm Bev.
And I'm Candace Bradbury, proprietor of the Candy Box, Bradbury County's premier CrossFit gym, couture outlet for the well-conditioned, and cultural center for health and wellness. Stop by the Candy Box today and you'll receive a free Lift Like Candace t-shirt, along with a complimentary BMI assessment from Anna Cecilia, our in-house masseuse and manicurist.
Hold it, Candace. Is that supposed to be some kind of ad?
If by ad you mean advocacy, then yes. I'm advocating for everyone to be fit in 2026.
By offering a complimentary BMI assessment? From a manicurist? I mean, do you want everyone to run the other way?
Arlene, I don't expect someone as contrary as you to understand. But as the first citizen of Bradbury, my life is one of benefaction. I live for the people. It is my calling to offer complimentary gifts.
I can think of several things more complimentary than a BMI assessment.
Oh, like pie or free car washes. No, soft serve, especially when it's blended with Butterfingers or gummy bears. Remember when Dairy Queen first came out with blizzards and the Cool Whip stand started making gizzards to compete?
Gizzards? What, like fried chicken with a side of soft serve?
Much worse than that.
You've never had a gizzard before, Rebecca? Well, let me tell you, gizzards are so yummy. Don first came up with the idea, I think. Or was it Eugenia? I can't remember, but imagine a cup filled with every kind of candy that starts with a G. Gummy bears, green taffy, gobstoppers.
Gumdrops.
Oh, yes.
Good and plenty.
Plenty of good and plenty. They pile the candy high, and then they smother it in soft serve.
That's disgusting.
It's delicious. It's a candy cream volcano. No, it's a St. Patty's Day party in a cup all year round. I'm half Irish, you know. Irv used to get me and Arlene gizzards anytime we bowled a turkey at the annual March Madness tourney over at O'Leary Lanes. Remember those nights, Arlene?
I try very hard to forget them.
You know, that reminds me of the time, when was it? I think it was during daylight savings last year. Yes, remember when I folded laundry first thing on Tuesday morning instead of Monday afternoon and it was still dark? Well, I accidentally put Irv's briefs in my top drawer and then my undies in his. It was a traumatic experience for both of us when we used the restroom after breakfast. And as an apology, I took Irv to the Cool Whip stand and ordered us a gizzard for old time's sake.
For the love of privacy, Bev!
Everyone, stop. Rebecca, mark the time. You must cut Bev's story in editing. We cannot have the candy box and Bev's unmentionables mentioned in the same episode. That would be egregious.
No more egregious than complimentary BMI assessments.
Arlene, really?
Let's just move on with introductions because that's right, dear listeners. We have not even finished introductions. We left out Nettie again. Would you like to say hello, Nettie? Nettie?
She fell asleep.
Of course she did. You were offering complimentary BMIs. The listeners fell asleep too.
Would someone please wake Nettie?
Nettie, wake up. We're recording a podcast.
What?
We're recording a podcast. Candace is offering BMIs.
Oh, no, thank you, honey. I already had a BM this morning.
No, Nettie, not a...
Just stop! Rebecca, I insist that we delete this opening and start over. I cannot have my complimentary gifts defiled by... No, I won't say it. Besides, Nettie wasn't even awake. And I forgot to mention my new deodorant line in the opener. Sweet Sweat. It's releasing this week.
Sweet Sweat? Are you kidding me? You're just full of ads today, aren't you, Candace? Oh, Oh, excuse me. Advocacy. You're full of advocacy.
I am advocating that we move on.
Needles, noodles, needles, noodles.
We're highlighting needles over noodles today, for we have the winners of our Sew the Synod contest with us in studio. That's right, ladies. Our annual quilting contest closed on Memorial Day, and votes have been cast by our three judges, Beverly Davis, Arlene Scheinberg, and yours truly, three lead seamstresses emeriti of Zion Lutheran Church's Quilting Circle in Bradbury, Illinois. Of course, we were delighted to receive 53 quilt designs from sewing circles all across the nation and Canada, each one telling a regional story from our beloved Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's history. And while every one of you remains a sister seamstress in Christ, not every one of you is a winner.
Spoken like a true benefactress.
Bev, tell us about our honorable mention design.
Oh, yes! Or should I say, oh, Canada! Because the ladies of the Dorcas Circle at St. Mary Lutheran Church in Saskatulula, Ontario, submitted a charming design titled... Hold on, let me get my readers. Yes, our Canadian seamstresses submitted a design titled Maple Stirrup. You heard it right. Maple Stirrup. Featuring four constellation blocks at the center that honor the missionaries who rode on horseback from church to church under starry skies, declaring the glory of God in every settlement. Surrounding the constellations are 12 fancy foot blocks, one for each tribe in Israel, signifying the ancient faith that wandered in the wilderness to take root in a frontier land. Finishing the design are patriotic maple leaf blocks lining the edges, confessing that God is not only in Israel, he is in Canada too.
Thank you, seamstresses of St. Mary's, for designing and submitting maple stirrup. The Lutheran Ladies Aid Brigade will be shipping you, as promised, a copy of The Life and Times of Bradbury, a complete history, edited by me, as well as my great-grandmother Bradbury's apple cider punch recipe, coveted by every hostess in America this side of the Mississippi. Now, Arlene, tell us about our runner-up.
The Beth Moore Circle at Harmonious Friendship Lutheran Church in Kettle Cove, Georgia, submitted a design titled Walther's March to the Sea, featuring a repeating Savannah Bell block, an original variation of the better-known Baltimore Bell block, alternating with repeating bear paws, the combination of which communicates the tragic burning of house and hearth by General Sherman in the War of Northern Aggression. Encircling the raging fire are multiple dove-in-a-window blocks. The ladies explain, we are sanctifying our traumatic political history with a picture of the peace that came after, as local Baptist minister Harold Halibut was handed an issue of C.F.W. Walther's Der Lutheraner by a dying Yankee in a prisoner of war camp. Curious and also fluent in German, Harold Halibut read the magazine from cover to cover and eventually entered the seminary in St. Louis, leading to his being called as a missionary to Kettle Cove, Georgia. We've been living as a mighty fortress below the Mason-Dixon line ever since.
Thank you, seamstresses of Harmonious Friendship, for designing and submitting Walther's March to the Sea. You, too, will be receiving a copy of The Life and Times of Bradbury, A Complete History, as well as complimentary samples of Sweet Sweat, the candy box's premier brand of deodorizer.
For the love of advocacy, Candace.
Now, our winning submission. It is my privilege, my honor, to welcome to the Lutheran Ladies Aid Brigade our champions of this year's Sew the Synod competition. not a sewing circle exactly, but sewing sisters. Mrs. Lauren Bratton and Mrs. Adrienne Hines.
Thank you. We're thrilled to be in Bradbury with all of you.
It's a dream come true.
Now, as I understand it, you both live in two different states, but that did not stop you from collaborating on a quilt design that tells a story of our synod's history. A two-sided story, I might add. But first, Nettie, how about you tell us about the winning design? Nettie?
She fell asleep again.
Of course she did. I almost fell asleep listening to Candace go on and on about her product lines.
Nettie, wake up. It's your segment, Nettie. The quilt contest. You've got the mic.
What? Oh. Yes. Thank you, Rebecca, honey. I snoozle-doozled for a bit, didn't I? But don't you worry. I'm awake now. Is this thing on?
It's still on.
Now, what is it I'm supposed to say?
You're interviewing the winners of the Sew the Synod contest.
The Snow the Synod contest?
No, the Sew the Synod. We've got Mrs. Lauren Broughton.
Mrs. Lauren Cotton.
Lauren Broughton.
Lauren O'Groton.
Close enough. And Mrs. Adrienne Hines.
Oh, I do love the name Deidre Ann.
Actually,
my full name is Annette Marie Schmidt. What is your full name?
Adrienne Abigail Hines.
Isn't that pretty? Are you named after anyone in particular? Like an aunt? Or a bottle of ketchup?
Disappointingly, no.
And how about you, Lauren Mutton? What is your full name?
My full name is Lauren Elizabeth Broughton.
How beautiful. I once had a doll named Elizabeth, but she did not have any arms or toes, but that's okay.
You're supposed to read these questions, Nettie.
What?
Read these questions.
Oh, yes. Our winners submitted a design called Perry County, Did You Know? Lauren Bratton, please tell us about your design, how you came up with it, as well as its meaning.
Adrienne and I wanted to honor our synod's early days by depicting the settling of Perry County, Missouri, by our Saxon Lutheran forefathers. We began by recreating the mighty Mississippi River, using only brown and burgundy gingham prints.
The river is sola gingham, you could say.
You could say.
And that's Concordia-registered burgundy, of course.
Of course. The Gingham River runs across the breadth of the quilt. We then designed and stitched an original gateway arch block, just left center of the river, representing St. Louis.
And we also designed and stitched an original Luther rose block across the river, representing Rosebud, Illinois, the resting place of Martin Stephan.
I noticed that you did not choose traditional colors for your Luther rose block.
Correct. Given the controversy surrounding Stephan's, let's say, leadership, we decided to forego the usual red, gold, and blue tones and use only black and gray prints.
It's a Luther rose hung at half-mast, so to speak.
Perry County, did you know that your pastor boy would someday walk across water?
Exactly, Nettie.
And those pink and white heart squares below the gateway arch block, those represent Perry County?
Yes, all the love for Perry County.
The backing of your quilt design also is unique.
Yes, the backing is all white, but we marked it with diagonal lines of black squares, effectively creating a large black X on the back. This represents the blight on our synod that is Seminex.
Did you say...
Seminex, Nettie. Mrs. Broughton said Seminex.
Also known as the Seminary in Exile. That's what resulted from the Great Seminary Walkout of 1974, when professors and students at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis publicly denied the virgin birth and Jonah's three-day stay in the belly of a fish and other such miracles found in Scripture, and then staged a walkout before the press.
Before turning right around and walking straight back to the campus dining hall for lunch.
They didn't know about intermittent fasting back then.
Or faithfulness.
Or tact. Anyway, we thought it important that our quilt design confess the two-sidedness of the church militant.
Simo quilter et peccator, as they say.
As they say.
Well, you ladies are so talented. Everyone young is so talented. Arlene bakes pies, did you know? And Rebecca, she covers all her fruit in chocolate. Who would have thought? And Candace, she makes cakes. And she gives compliments and BMs to people.
BMIs!
Now, Deidre Ann and Lauren Brasier, I see here that between the two of you, you have 10 children. Is that true?
Last I counted.
Oh, how wonderful. And it says here that your husband is a pastor, Lauren. Is that right?
Yes. My husband, Jason, is pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Tuscola, Illinois.
That's where elephants are born.
No, Nettie. Tuscola's where they make cough drops.
No. I believe you're confusing my town with Ricola. I live in Tuscola.
That's where they make Coca-Cola.
No.
Now, Deidre Ann, I see here that... Oh, honey. They have your name spelled wrong on this paper. Rebecca, this paper says Adrian.
Her name is Adrian.
It is?
Yes, Adrian Hines. You've met her before, remember, Nettie? At that big convention center in St. Louis, I drove you and Harold down for an award ceremony hosted by the Synod, though Mrs. Hines was Miss Adrian Dorr at that time.
That's right, Mrs. Schmidt. You and I met at the 65th Regular Convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in St. Louis, back when I was serving as managing editor of the Lutheran Witness and associate executive director of strategic communications of the LCMS.
Say that three times in a row.
Your husband, Harold, was receiving the coveted Chemnitz Carpentry Award for his 40 years of outstanding service with Man Hands for Missions.
Harold was handy. I used to call him Handsome Harold, or Hank the Hammer.
Well, I was the one who interviewed you both for the reporter. It was right after your husband received his award.
Oh, yes. I do remember. Such a pretty girl. And so smart. I tried to set you up with my grandson, Ben. But then you went and married that dairy farmer from Missouri. But I understand, honey. Illinois is not exactly the promised land. And dairy farmers have such nice, strong hands. Harold used to milk cows when he was a boy, now that I think of it.
My husband didn't milk any cows growing up, but we've made a point of sending our boys out to Adrian every summer to work on the dairy. They love it.
Lauren Poppins, don't you worry one bit about the fact that pastors don't work as hard as other men. They are special. That's why they wear black and white, to remind us that they are the salt and pepper of the earth.
And there you have it.
Yes. Thank you, Nettie. And congratulations once again to our So the Synod champions, Lauren and Adrian. Tell us what they've won, Candace. Quick.
Lauren and Adrian have won the coveted grand prize, the Bradbury Bread Basket, complete with sourdough starter grown from my Caroline's Blue Ribbon Starter, along with two 30-day trial memberships at the Candy Box, as well as a lifetime supply of sweet sweat.
What? No complimentary BMIs?
Congratulations, Adrian and Lauren, and thank you for joining us in studio today.
Our pleasure.
We'll never be the same again.
Okay, ladies, it's time for another letter to Dear Mrs. Scheinberg.
Dear Mrs. Scheinberg, what may last talk or turn?
Thank you to all five of you who submitted letters to Arlene this month. Of course, our surly sage sits poised to answer your every query, but adjudicating the Sow the Synod contest these past 2 weeks nearly wore the old girl out. So we asked Mary Hopf, our church secretary and keeper of the keys, to unlock the church filing cabinet and, blindfolded, pull one letter from the stash for Arlene to answer today. Are you ready, Arlene?
My sweat is still sweet, if that's what you're asking.
Ooh, are you wearing some of Candace's new deodorant? Because I've always thought that my armpits smell a bit like sour cream and chive potato chips. Wouldn't it be nice if armpits smelled like donuts or hyacinths?
The letter reads, Dear Mrs. Scheinberg, I keep waking up at 3 a.m. and I can't get back to sleep. I lie awake in bed for hours, counting my blessings as well as sheep. I've tried reading, eating, stretching, praying, you name it. I've even tried getting up and cleaning the house, but nothing seems to work. When I do finally get sleepy again, it's always moments before my alarm is about to go off. My doctor says I'm perimenopausal and that it's normal, but I don't feel normal. Will I ever be able to sleep through the night again? Sincerely, For the Love of Sleep.
Dear For the Love of Sleep, no.
No what?
No, she will never sleep through the night again.
Oh, you're just teasing, aren't you, Mrs. Scheinberg?
I don't tease.
It's true.
But surely you have a trick or two to share about how to fall back asleep.
Nope. I haven't slept through the night since 1988.
Too many pies, Arlene.
No, too few pies.
What I mean is, don't you have any advice from your years in menopause? Because, oh, I might as well say it. All right, I wrote the letter. I'm For the Love of Sleep, and I'm dying over here.
Rest in peace, honey.
I'm trying, believe me.
Rebecca, I completely understand. I do. I was like a zombie for 7 years straight before menopause hit. I woke up every night at 3:18 on the dot. In fact, one night, Irv got up for his nightly tinkle, and he turned on the bathroom light to find me lying naked in the tub, holding an oscillating fan on my belly. The tub was empty, of course. I was just so hot, you see. The porcelain felt so cool on my skin. Well, Irv yelled out, thinking I was electrocuted, and I threw the fan in the air, and it landed directly on his bare toe. His howl got the dogs to barking, and then...
Hormone replacement therapy, Rebecca. HRT. That's all you need.
But HRT has risks. There's cancer in my family, remember?
Yes, but losing years of sleep comes with its own set of risks.
I just wish I could ask my mom.
Rebecca, listen to me. Your sainted mother used to pray in the night, and then she read instruction manuals. That's how she got herself back to sleep.
How do you know, Arlene?
Because I asked her. I was desperate when I was younger. Nothing so terrible and lonesome as those dark, sleepless hours when everyone else is sleeping. Even the wretched hens roost peacefully through the night. Why can't we? No, I used to get so mad. I was so jealous of those silly birds. Anyway, I know how you feel, Rebecca. We all do. It's an absolute misery, the big change. Have you tried melatonin?
It helps me fall asleep. It just doesn't keep me asleep.
Yeah, me too. What about magnesium?
How much is safe to take anyway?
That's the question. The truth is, Rebecca, your mom was right. As always, pray to God and ask him for the sleep promised to his beloved. Then read the most boring book you can.
I'm stunned, Arlene. You managed to procure actual constructive advice.
It was that or offer her a BMI. Now, can we please move on to Rev with Bev?
Lead us in, dear Mrs. Scheinberg.
Beverly Davis has a superpower like none other in Bradbury. She is longer-winded than, well, the wind. So naturally, I am on a quest to find a subject about which Bev has nothing to say. In Rev with Bev, we ladies of the quilting circle try to stump the great Gabster herself. Here's how. I'm going to give Bev a prompt, and then Bev is going to try and tell us all about it if she can. Rebecca's got a timer ready, and if Bev can speak about the prompt for 1 full minute without faltering, then I'll take her to the Cool Whip stand tonight for a gizzard.
Oh, goody, goody. I do love those green gumballs with the sugar on the top of it.
Save it for the clock, Bev. Now, if Bev runs out of things to say before the minute is up, she pays for her own candy cream volcano as well as my rhubarb sundae.
Remind me, what was the prompt last month?
Janet Jackson.
No, it was Janet Reno.
It doesn't matter. The past is past. We're in the now. Is the timer ready?
Ready.
Is the contestant ready?
Ready, Freddy? Or is it Steady Eddie? No, it's Betty Teddy. Oh, remember the time Irv found a stuffed bear in the sewer line behind the...
On my mark. You'll say the prompt, Mrs. Scheinberg, and then I'll start the timer. Get ready. Get set. Go.
Bev, tell us about spectroscopy.
Spec strawberry spree? Oh, that's the condition you get from swallowing too many seeds, right? Like when you make strawberry shortcake because it's summer, but you forget about those people with holes in their intestines? The ones that get diarrhea in their blood? It's called, what is it? Divers tickling ice, I think? Yes, that's it. Irv's father used to get it, and it always made him feel so bad. I'd feed him strawberry shortcake, and then he'd spend the rest of the evening behind the bathroom door. It's not a very quiet kind of sickness, is it? I once asked Irv why his father ate strawberries if they made him hurt so bad, and do you know what he said? He said, because they're delicious. And I thought that was so cute, so I called him a cutie pie. And then I realized I could make Irv's dad a pie, a pumpkin pie. Because, of course, the seeds are removed before you make it. But it was June, and I didn't have any pumpkins yet. So I just put a couple of Alka-Seltzers in a tumbler, flushed them under the tap, and then set it outside the bathroom. Though I think I probably should have called you, Arlene, because you always know what to do with a bellyache. Remember the time you and I went to Lotus Flower Paradise 2 in St. Lawrence for their seafood buffet? I got so sick after all those crab salad rangoons, and you pulled aside at the big Menards on the way home so I could walk up and down the aisles till I felt better. That's when I bought the egg slicer, the one that looks like an egg on the outside, and when you open it up, it's yellow like a yolk. Hey, that's the slicer I used to slice the strawberries that gave Irv's dad the speck straw runs.
Time's up.
Ooh, how did I do? Did I get it?
Bev, you not only talked for 1 minute straight, you breezed through two. Sorry, everyone, I got lost with Bev somewhere in the aisles of Menards and forgot to check the clock.
That's Beverly Davis for you, folks. She'll yap the extra lap if need be. That makes it, what, 41 episodes in? And Bev remains undefeated in the art of elocution.
The art of run-on sentences is more like it.
Did I get it right, Spectro Slopberry?
No one could have described it quite like you, old girl.
Green Flying gizzards, here we come!
Yes, but first, we have one final segment to delight our listeners. Who's ready for some word association with Nettie?
What?
Word association with Nettie.
Nothing makes us so happy as trying to see the world through the eyes of our beloved Nettie Schmidt. And nothing makes Nettie vision quite so clear as when we play our little word association game at the end of each podcast. Here's how it works. We hosts take turns saying a word, and then Nettie says the first word that comes to mind.
Only this time, we're asking Nettie to sing the first hymn that comes to mind. Are you ready, Nettie? But first, we need to pick a theme. Candace, do you want to choose this time? Anything but one of your product lines will do.
It's not really choosing, is it? When you tell me what I can't pick. But in an effort to supplement your own paltry response to Rebecca's sincere letter, I choose... Are you ready, Nettie? Menopause.
Oh, darkest woe, ye tears forth flow.
Oh, that's a good one, Nettie. Okay, osteoporosis.
Lo, here I fall, my savior.
Pelvic floor.
How firm a foundation, O saints of the Lord.
Hot flash.
The flames will not hurt you. I only design your dross to consume and your gold to refine.
Night sweats.
Wake, wake.
Insomnia.
Come unto me, ye weary, and I will give you rest.
See, Rebecca, your mom knew exactly what to do in the night.
Yes, she did.
Nettie, central adiposity.
What's that?
Central adiposity, belly fat.
Round yon virgin mother and child.
Brain fog.
I'm but a stranger here.
Estrogen.
No. Well.
Did we stump her?
No, she's just tired. You can do it, Nettie.
Oh.
Say it again, Rebecca.
Estrogen.
Estrogen. Estrogen. One thing's needful, Lord, this treasure. Teach me highly to regard.
Atta girl. Hysterectomy.
Salvation unto us has come.
H-R-T.
Oh, comforter of priceless worth, send peace and unity on earth.
She's on a roll. Gynecologist.
The old evil foe.
Incontinence.
Come, thou fount of every blessing.
Perimenopause.
Lord, let at last thine angels come.
Okay, that's a pretty good place to pause, I think. Thank you, Nettie. And thank you to all of our listeners out there. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Lutheran Ladies Aid Brigade. Next month, we'll be recording live from the Synodical Convention, where Candace will be serving as a voting delegate.
Lord, have mercy on us all.
Amen.
And as a quick reminder, please send all of your Dear Mrs. Scheinberg letters to Zion Lutheran Church, P.O. Box 656, Bradbury, Illinois, Attention Mary Hopf. Okay, sister seamstresses, that's it for today. Remember to keep your scissors sharp.
And your thimbles dull.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Mrs. Scheinberg.
I'm Bev.
And I'm Candace Bradbury.
And I'm... Oh no, Rebecca, honey, help me. Please, get me out of this chair. My fount of every blessing is about to...
Wake, awake, the Lord and the Saint Brigade. Wake.
I feel like we all just grew closer in the last 10 minutes.
Can this whole episode be an outtake?
Sarah, did I totally blow the mic on Lord Let It Last Thine Angels Come to You to a softer one?
It was everything.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Katie Sherman, welcome back to the Ladies' Lounge.
That was so good.
At some point on one of our episodes, I don't remember whose idea it was, but the idea for an episode on menopause happened, and obviously you were the person to do that for us. So.
I bring authentic experience to the table.
Yeah, you came through, Katie. This has been hilarious, and if you listen to the end for all the outtakes, you'll know why.
Authentic experience plus fictional characters. What could go wrong?
Not a thing.
Thanks for inviting Bradbury back into the studio.
Of course, it has been a while since our April Fool's Day episode when we first aired a Lutheran Ladies Aid Brigade episode. Yeah. That was the episode my husband nearly drove off the road because he was laughing so hard. We had to reprise that for something. Yeah.
This one is funnier. Hands down.
Make sure Luther's not driving when you listen to this one.
You all contributing your original answers last time. Bree, like literally, I almost pulled a netty there in my pants when you talked about the Chevy Aveo in the Mississippi River.
The door of the Chevy Aveo in the Mississippi River.
And the Fresca bottle. The Fresca bottle. That was, I couldn't have come up with that.
Also a special shout out to Adrian Hines and Lauren Broughton. Thanks for also being our guests today.
Have you ever actually made that quilt? Or was that all fiction?
Neither of us can really sew at all, actually.
Okay. That's maybe. I was like, maybe that's what inspired Katie, that you got going, your quilting partners, and she's like, I got to use this quilt.
We both have sewing machines that are covered in dust. So
me too. Listen, my mother-in-law comes over and uses mine. That's about the only time it gets used.
So the name of the quilt changed, didn't it? I can't even remember what the first one was when I asked you two first if you'd let me.
It was the Star Mangled Banner.
The Star Mangled Banner.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because that I could have rocked. I could have mangled that. That would have been
messed. Maple syrup nearly got me, though.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
True. I think that's why I didn't do Star. Well, two reasons. Star Mangled Banner was a little too much. I'd already used similar like blocks in maple syrup. Mm-hmm. But then also, I'm not a big fan of things that like might be misinterpreted as like dishonoring our nation.
You'd anger somebody with that one.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't.
Adrian and Lauren may not have won the So the Synod competition, but they did win Good Sports of the Year for being here and putting up with all of our hijinks.
You're here.
Thank you. It's just joyful to see you both.
What is their prize, Rachel?
To you, Sarah.
We'll send you a special Lutheran Ladies Lounge prize pack
that does not
include any of Candace's prizes.
No, I was hoping for sweet sweat
for you. Very sorry. Or come by your own deodorizer.
I feel like that could be a sticker, though.
We do not believe in complimentary
sweet sweat. I'm on it.
I'll do it. We have not had a Brie stick other than the gymnastics one. We did have a Brie gymnastics box.
I'm on it.
Since we've had an episode
What Katie doesn't know is that she texted the two of us in a group text and was like, would you guys consider doing this? And then Lauren and I were on the side like, what is she thinking? We're going to be terrible at this. No, we're saying no. And then we were both like, of course, we'd be happy to help you. Anything for you.
You did great.
Oh my, you guys were pros.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You kept straight faces, which was really all what we needed, and you just leaned into it. Mm-hmm. And isn't it funny how if Katie Sherman asks you to do anything, the answer is always yes.
Yes. Even if it's no, it's still yes.
Yeah, somehow.
It works out. Yeah. Well, thanks for letting us join in your fun today. This was great.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was great having all three of you, well, four of you, Bree included. Thanks for joining us also,
outnumbered
Bree.
By special guests.
Yeah.
Love
that's
it.
The first time.
It's a full studio today, remote / in person, and that always just is a joyful time. Mm-hmm. Ladies, we would like to know your opinions of... Actually, I'm not sure we want to know opinions. We just want to know if you thought it was funny. You can comment on this episode in the Lutheran Ladies Lounge Facebook group or on our Instagram page at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. Or if you like have any, I don't know, funny menopause stories, we would also love to hear those too, because it's a reality for all of us. You can find all of our episodes at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app or on the KFUO radio app. You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast /Lutheran Ladies Aid Brigade. I'm Sarah /Rebecca.
I'm Erin /Mrs. Scheinberg.
And I'm Rachel /Candace Bradbury.
This episode was written by Katie Sherman. Katie Sherman. And is a work of fiction. The names, characters, businesses, places, events, merchandise, segments, and songs are either products of the author's imagination or are used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual places or events or products is coincidental.
Inspired by the Anthems of Zion series of books, copyright Katie Sherman, published by Concordia Publishing House. All rights reserved. www.cph.org. To order the titles in this series, please contact Concordia Publishing House at 800-325-3040 or visit them online at cph.org.
To learn more about books written by Katie Sherman, visit katiesherman.com.
And that's a wrap.
Oh, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
I'm so glad I got to say all those W's in character.
Yes.
But she did not have any arms or toes, but that's okay.
I didn't read any of the other lines.
Your husband, Harold, was receiving the coveted Chemnitz Carpentry Award for his 40 years of outstanding service with Man Hands for Missions.
Katie broke herself!
So wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think it's a combination of absolute fact along with the absolute absurdity that is really just messing with me.
You gotta like couch it so that it just shines. Okay. Ooh, okay.
Naruto.
I'm so sorry. Oh my god.
Oh. Adrian, would you do your line one more time for the idiot here? Sorry.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yes. Or should I say, oh, Canada. Because the ladies of the Dorcas Circle at St. Mary Lutheran Church in Saskatalula on...
Okay.
Nettie, wake up.
Sorry.
It's your segment, Nettie. The quilt contest. You've got the mic.
What?
Who's ready for some word association with Nettie?
What?
Every time.
What?
There's just going to be an outtake room.
This last segment's going to be hard, ladies.
All right, we got this. We got this. I think if we don't, we'll do it as long as we need to.
I feel really unstable. Fine when I'm reading it by myself.
All right.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at kfuo.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us, too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at kfuo.org/give.